I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's been painfully slow to arrive, but aid is now flowing into the Philippine city of Tacloban. It's one of the areas that was flattened by Typhoon Haiyan. Debris is finally getting picked up, and the bodies lying on the sides of the road are being collected and buried. And so people there are starting the rebuilding process. Aurora Amendral reports.
It's been more than a week since the storm, and members of the Vergara family have gathered back at their home in Costa Brava, one of the most devastated neighborhoods in Tacloban. Of the 10 of them, only 3 survived. 49-year-old Virgilio Padilla Vergara is now hammering together a simple frame for a new house on the ruins of their old one. He's using lumber and corrugated tin he gathered from the wreckage.
Ayokong iwanan kasi alaala ng magulang.
He says he doesn't want to leave because it's a reminder of his parents, who both drowned in the storm surge. Costa Brava is flanked by the sea on one side and the bay on the other. The storm surge crushed every house in Costa Brava and swept away hundreds of people. Many of the bodies washed up in a neighborhood on the other side of the bay. Virgilio's sister, Leonora, was able to grab hold of a piece of wood while she was tossed in the flood for 3 hours. When the waters receded, she walked several kilometers back to Costa Brava.
Hindi lang nagpakita yung anak ko. Wala, bibigay ko na lahat.
3 of her children died. Her 2-year-old was ripped from her arms. She says if she hadn't heard her eldest daughter alive and screaming for her, she would have let herself die too. Today, she's hanging up laundry on some downed electrical wire. The signs of recovery are apparent. The main road is cleared and most of the corpses have been taken away or placed in body bags. A week ago, Tacloban seemed hopeless. But now there's a sense that the city is starting to move forward. Still, Leonora says they'll have to clean the rubble of their home themselves, and there are still dead bodies buried in the wreckage of their neighborhood. Food aid is starting to trickle in, but only enough for a small meal once a day. Clean water is still hard to come by, and her daughter has a nasty, untreated gash on her scalp. Leonora is also worried about thieves taking what little they have left, and she's afraid that her daughter might get raped. As soon as it gets dark, the family, along with a few other survivors, barricade themselves in the shelter using corrugated tin. Her brother and a few other men in the neighborhood stay up all night keeping guard. It isn't easy, and there's still a lot of work to be done.
Dalhin muna kami sa Maynila, makarecover man lang kahit.
Leonora said she would prefer to go to Manila to recover. She wants to be away from the destruction, and she knows she'd be safer there. But she wakes up thinking of her dead children every day. She spends her days walking the neighborhood and turning over debris, hoping to find them.
Gusto lang din namin na makita sana yung kahit bangkay na lang.
If I could only just see their bodies, she says, that would help. She can't leave until she does, she says. That's why she's rebuilding here. For The World, I'm Aurora Almendral, Tacloban, Philippines.